right, welcome back to another episode of the Career Report. We are Tim and Christina Madden. Hey, every single day we break down what is going on in the job market, whether it's a layoff or who's hiring, or more importantly, the trends that you need to know that keep changing, it seems, week to week in 2025. So, hey, whether you're in a job search, leading a team, or just trying to stay ahead, this is your go-to source for all things career. Christina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'll forever be talking about the lovely Christmas decor around the house. It has me like in a great mood. So if you haven't decorated for Christmas yet, I encourage you to do so because it will just make you happy, 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 happy.
Yep. And hey, if you want to see what the Madden family's Christmas looks like, you can go ahead and follow us over on Instagram at the Tim Madden for all of the four Christmas trees in our home. The ECU tree right behind Christina. I love that tree.
And my Instagram handle is the Christina Madden. And when we had our corporate office right before we just relocated, we'll be having a new one soon. I used to tuck $100 bills in this baby and then we raffle it off to the team. So if you guys are looking for a fun, not raffle it off, it was a Christmas, or it was like a company trivia game. And then we would give away the tree and all the money in the money tree. So if you guys are looking for a fun game for the fam or the team at work, that's a good one. Listen, Tim, so I'm fired up because yesterday we had our webinar, and although I keep saying, I'm going to stop saying webinar, because I hate that word.
I think you like workshop.
It's workshop. And so guys, we broke it down yesterday, like what's holding you back, what's happening in the market. We talked a lot about mindset. We had a current client come on who just got $100,000 increase in salary. And we wanted to dive into like what made her so successful in our program and in the job search. And guys, it was mindset. And I want to
Before we go into that, I want to give more clarity around this because everyone's situation is different. I just want to let you know hers, right? Just because it's important. She has not been in a job search in 19 years. Okay. Some of you have been in a job search 3 years ago and you're like, man, I'm so confused now. So imagine number one, before we talk about mindset or job search strategies, you just say, this person hasn't had to get a job in 20 years. She worked for the same company. And if you're positioned correctly, Christina's going to go through all the how-tos, right, that are important. But essentially for her, it was just, she just needed a plan. And 20 years, imagine getting it. Can you imagine not be looking for a job for 20 years? Like, where would you, back 20 years ago, what did we do? We put on a suit. We had our cover letter that was on a typewriter, right? Printed out. And then we walked down to the facility.
Yeah.
That's how it was.
That's how I landed all my jobs.
Yeah.
But, you know, this was one thing that like, I personally can't fully relate to that because I've never dedicated that much time to one company or one venture or one product, one anything. And so like, wow. So I don't even know what that might feel like. You know, maybe somebody like Tim in the military, he knows what that feels like, 23 years in the military. And it was funny yesterday on the workshop, we had probably close to 10 people that had been somewhere at least 12 years and beyond up through 20 years. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I imagine that it's shocking. It's scary. And if you were let go kind of like abruptly without warning, it's traumatic because again, you've literally dedicated half your life. Yeah. So it's a lot to navigate. Again, everything from the emotional side, the mindset side, and then let alone getting into the job search piece. So What she said impacted her the most, and what had to happen for her in order to even get the job. Like we're not even talking about getting into the job search part yet. Okay. We're not even there. For her, it was, who do I need to become? What thoughts, behaviors, and actions should I be, you know, in every day to become the person that I want to be, to even get this next role. And that was her.
I want to make sure I'm sorry for interrupting you. Because I just know that this is so important. I want to slow down for the people tuning in and okay. the people on Spotify who are driving
okay.
easily say this. And this is quite possibly one of the biggest things that changed our lives a couple of years ago with our mentors, right? Mm-hmm. Because so many people get stuck on the how-to, and it's never the how-to. That's the confusing part. The strategy is important, but if you have this thing, right? The strategy and the opportunities will find you. The problem is, if you do not have this thing Christina is talking about, the strategy does not matter, because you will not do the strategy. You will not believe in the strategy, right? So slow this down for him, Christina, and talk about this. Who do you want to become? And getting clear on that, because this is where all the people are caught up right now. They're worried about, yeah, but Christina, right? Tell me, how do I pass the AI, right? How do I pass the AI job? How do I do this? When in reality, it is what we're talking about right now. Sorry for interrupting. I just want to say this is so important. So break this down for him in the most simplest way. And everyone, I'm giving you a moment to.
Your mic went out, hon. Okay, so guys, I'll preface this with, this is kind of crazy. This might just blow your mind in and of itself, but when I invested in a leadership program and a mentor, I went like straight to the top. I wanted to find somebody that has achieved exactly what we're looking to achieve. So that's the first thing, right? And this bit of information costed tens of thousands of dollars, and I'm about to give it to you for free. Tim, your mic is out, hon. So
got it.
Do you want me to wait for you? What'd you have there?
No, I accidentally muted myself. You can hear me now, right?
I can hear you now.
Well, no, I want to tell them the true cost. Tell them the true cost. This what? Is
okay. Well, yeah, it costs
fall out.
Costed hundreds of thousands of dollars. However, that came with a very high level business plan, right? But what I'm telling you is that this piece of information, it's almost like it's a hidden thing, right? And it's in these life coaching programs and in business mentoring, and people just don't tend to grasp it. So just, I'm about to give you the single thing that probably changed my life the most and what will help you get to the next level. And I probably shouldn't even give it to you, because I should probably make you come enroll in the program to get it. But what I want you to do is think about the goal that you have in the job search, right? You want to land XYZ role at XYZ company making XYZ salary. Okay, that's the end goal. That's what you want to be doing. And you want to have maybe a fit body and thriving kids and a great marriage and just the holistic view of what it means to be winning in life, right? Thriving career, personal, professional, financial goals. What are they? The targets. And if you don't have any right now and you're listening to me, that's okay. That means you need to sit with that. And that's where the work starts, is really thinking about the target. But now, as you're thinking about these goals off in the distance, and some of them seem really far off, you know, some of them seem unattainable, or just like people would think you're nuts for some of these goals, right? That means you're really on to something there. But you need to be asking yourself what that version of yourself and what that level of success looks like, and what that person is doing, that version of yourself. And what I mean by what are they doing, I mean, what are the actions they're taking? How are they showing up? Are they hitting snooze on the alarm clock for the 100th time? Or are they actually getting up and doing the thing that they said they were going to do? Are they thinking positively, or are they walking around just in the dumps all the time? Are they choosing healthy meals over the burger and fries? Are they giving up alcohol instead of like going overboard again with their friends and in regret? Like, these are the things that I mean. I'm just throwing out some examples, and you can think of what it is for you. But this is what matters the most, is that every decision, thought, behavior, and action is either moving you closer to that target, or it's moving you further from the target. It is as simple as that. It is as black and white as that. And there is no in between. Are you getting closer through your behaviors, actions, and thoughts? Or are you stagnant and falling behind because you're in a self-sabotage pattern? And when you start to show up as just a better human and as somebody who cares about themselves and has self-love and self-worth, you're moving into a place of opportunity and you're moving into a place where you're attracting like-minded individuals. And what's that going to do for your life when you start attracting people with better thoughts, behaviors, and actions? That's what my book is all about, by the way, guys. The Fearless Executive. It's available over on Amazon by Christina Madden. My name is Christina with a K. And it breaks this down. Like, what are your thoughts, emotions, actions, and behaviors? And are they aligned with this person you say you are? Because remember, you're going into these interviews and you're saying that you're this person who knows how to make decisions with clarity. You know how to connect with people. You know how to influence people. You know how to, you're displaying on LinkedIn and in these, that you are this person, but are you behaving as the person? Right? Also, are you putting on a big show and saying, I'm okay and I got this and I'm whatever and you're out there people pleasing, but inside the internal dialogue is, I'm not good enough, I'm failing, I'm too whatever, it's not going to work out. You know, you have to start separating yourself from these thoughts and beliefs that are no longer moving you toward the target that I'm talking about. So for you, what needs to change? What needs to improve to get you closer to the person you need to be in order to even get the freaking job? So,
yeah, this can get extremely overwhelming very quick. So what I would just recommend is, what kind of, you know, we always go back to goals, right? What do you want from this life, ladies and gentlemen, right? And whatever you decide you want, it's going to be work. But as my mentor says, it's hard work anyway, right? It's hard work to not do what you know you need to do and then not live up to your potential, because then we have regret all the time. And then it's hard to do the things that actually lead to success, because those are hard things that most people don't do. But that's one of the biggest things that changed our life is we said, hey, who do we need to become? Who do we want to become? And then we write it down and say, what do you think that person does? Just echoing Christina. Do you think that person invests in themselves to get help from professionals? Right? Who do you think that person surrounds themselves with? If that person is in a job search, what do you think they do every single day? I tell you what they don't do. They don't click apply twice and then call it a day and think all their problems are going to go away. They're a massive action person. But really, one of the most important things is, what are they not doing? They're not watching Netflix during the job search, during the middle of the day. They're not going out to have beers. Most of the time, you know what you need to do. The problem is you're not clear on what you want. You say things like, I need a job. Goals without clear vision are just hopes and prayers. They're not going to happen. But when you can truly dial in and say, I am this person targeting this, who stands for this, who helps people do this, this, this. Now we got a good target. And then say, what do you think that person does every single day?
And you don't even have to guess. Do some research. You do some research, right? Like, yeah, you can guess, you know inside, but do some research or talk to somebody that's actually living the life that you want. Hey, how do you start your day? Hey, what are some non-negotiables for you? Hey, what did you have to give up? Because they'll tell you, right? Yeah. And it's in a lot of books as well.
Well, and then what happens is, this is where all this stuff goes together. All of the very basic things in life that people think don't apply to them because they're different. Because what happens is people do have goals. They actually do take step one, which is writing this stuff down of what you want. But then what happens with number two? When they start thinking about what that person does or does not do, not today, Christina. I'm going to start tomorrow. You can't do that, because what happens, Christina, if you say you want something and then you don't exhibit the actions to do it, you are not keeping promises to yourself. And tell people, when they don't keep promises to themselves, what happens?
Your self-confidence will be in the shitter.
Because you can't trust yourself.
Oh, am I allowed to cuss on here? Guys, I want to pause on the confidence thing just really quick. So many people want more of that, right? I was actually just thinking before I got on here, I was like, oh, guys, I had this allergic reaction this week, which is causing me to not be able to wear makeup. And I was thinking, there was a time in my life where, like, you wouldn't catch me live on the internet without makeup. But now my confidence is at such a thing that, like, it doesn't matter. But anyway, confidence, guys, everybody wants more of it. You know what it looks like when somebody walks in a room and you can just, like, feel it. They're radiant, they're authentic, they're powerful, you know, kind of unshakable, almost like untouchable. You want to be around them. They're magnetic. They're just clear communicators. They're great. And I think so many of us are conditioned to grow up and believe that these people are just like, they're gifted and they're lucky and they are, you know, whatever. And you think that you cannot have a piece of that, or that you can't, you know, project that kind of energy. But how you start building that and creating that for yourself, just like, not her name. She was on that workshop yesterday. I like to protect everyone's privacy, but just like she decided that I'm going to start behaving in this new way and show up for myself in this way. Your confidence just skyrockets. You don't have to be a supermodel. You don't have to be, nothing has to be perfect. None of that. That's not what it means. It means that you are rock solid in your core values and the way that you choose to live in alignment with who you want to become. That is what creates confidence, true confidence. If you don't trust me, just set a couple targets. If you don't believe me, set a few non-negotiables for tomorrow. Whatever that alarm clock needs to be, just plug in.
Let's not overwhelm them too much, because this is about all things career. So let's just really dial it down to not massively change your life, just help you get the job and money you deserve.
Well, yeah,
we'll kind of start there and then we'll take over the whole world. So with that being said, okay, it's one of the things where if you are that person in that executive role that you're thinking of right now, what do you think that person is doing right now? If they're in a job search, what do you think they're doing? What time do you think they got up? What do you think they did today? What do you think they're doing right now? If they need help, do you think they're sitting around trying to figure everything out on their own? Do you think, what else do you think they're doing, Christina? Do you think they got a workout in today? Because funny enough, a lot of the successful things about life are the successful things you need if you're in a job search right now. They are. What else do you have for our audience today, Miss Christina Madden?
Yeah, well, I'm going to take you back through what I was just saying, which is set a few targets for yourself tomorrow and show up in those behaviors and actions and watch your confidence build and then get into your job search strategy. Now, yesterday I asked the audience what questions they had for us, and I have a few Q&A if you also want to dive into that. And for anyone listening, you can drop your questions here on LinkedIn and we can talk about those as well. Do you want to get into some of that, or do you want to save that for tomorrow?
Let's save that for tomorrow, because we only have a couple minutes before we're rolling into the team meeting, talking about all the amazing individuals that got offers. We had someone yesterday that got an offer coming in for $400,000. Offers are happening all the time. Right. So, hey, this is our, we forgot to say, if you need help in your career, we have some specials going on leading up to Black Friday. You can go to execupgrades.com/podcast, because people are still hiring despite what you see online, right? Individuals are hiring through next week. They're hiring the week after. They're hiring up to Christmas, and they're going to hire in January, right? The best day to take control of your career was yesterday. So definitely go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow for Rapid Fire with Christina Madden.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.